Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, April 22nd, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. President Biden says he may visit Ukraine. COVID returns in some states. The country's biggest meat producers raise prices. A new report ranks the states where folks stay married the longest. Also, I had the message of the day. Update listeners, sound off. But first, the president teasing a potential trip to Ukraine. Mr. Biden telling reporters, quote, the answer is, I don't know if I'll go to Kyiv. I've been to Ukraine many times. I just haven't been there lately, unquote. The USA has sent $13 billion in aid to Ukraine, and more is on the way since Russia invaded that nation in February. Other world leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, have toured Ukraine. COVID rising in the Northeast and New England. The infection rate in New York City topping 5% for the first time in 4 weeks. Doctors blame the spike on a new sub-variant of Omicron. Cases also jumping in the UK, Germany, New Zealand, South Korea. The CDC warning Americans that any significant surge in COVID could bring back restrictions like mask mandates. Meat suppliers, Tyson Foods, companies like that, hiking prices going into the summer. The nation's biggest producers charging 12% more for poultry, 20% more for beef, 25% for pork. Farmers blaming increased costs on fuel prices, of course, and labor shortages. They have to pay more now for labor, so the price for the product goes up. Most packing plants are still operating at 50% capacity. A whopping 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs in March. There are now 10 million vacant job positions in the USA. A survey published by Fox News ranks the states with the longest marriages. Top five: Virginia, Idaho, Utah, New Jersey. Number one, Hawaii. Americans on the Big Island, for example, stay together for 22 years on average. Worst marital spots: Mississippi, Arkansas, Indiana, Oregon, Georgia. 55% of marriages in the Peach State, Georgia, end in divorce. Fewer Americans got hitched last year than at any other time since the Civil War. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name and town, if you wish to opine. Let us begin with Warren in Ocala, Florida. The open border crisis is designed for one purpose: to flood the USA with migrants who one way or another will be future Democrat voters. Well, Warren, that is called the replacement theory. The left, which wants open borders generally speaking, says the replacement theory is racist. But there is some truth to it. But let me put it in some kind of context. It is true that the far left, the progressive movement, does not want to inhibit illegal immigration into America. That is true. It is a fact. However, some progressives say they are being humanitarian, not political. Many very liberal Catholics are in that area. However, I do believe that politically speaking, progressives want fewer white men in power. And one of the ways down the road to make that happen would be getting more people of color into this country. I think that's true. John, Laramie, Wyoming. Bill, you are absolutely right that a lot of folks in the middle are not yet ready to vote for Trump despite the failings of Biden and the Democrats. Okay, but Donald Trump is trending up. If you look at the head-to-head matchups, and these are hypothetical, of course, that the polling agencies put out, Trump is beating Biden now by about 6 or 7 points. However, there are Americans who do not like the Biden administration, who realize it is incompetent, who don't want Donald Trump to run again. That is true. Alan, Louisville, Kentucky. Bill, you asked why the progressive far left loves the masks. Two reasons. One, because Trump disliked them, so it's a virtue signal. The other reason is they want government control over people. Good letter, Alan. I don't buy Trump's involvement in this, but wearing a mask to the left is a virtue signal. I'm noble. I'm protecting you. But I think the real reason for the mask support is fear. There are a lot of people afraid of COVID. And I know those people. I talk to those people. There's no politics. They're afraid. And that's what I think a lot of this comes down to. Mary in Michigan, Paris, Michigan. Hey, Bill, don't you think the reason the left's need for masks is nothing more than their need for control? Some of that big government should control everything, so big government should order the masks and we all should wear them. There's some of that. But again, Mary, I believe it is fear. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by putting it together. And if you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can also pre-order my new book, Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists, which will be out May 3rd. You will be mesmerized by this book. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It is officially baseball season every year. About 70 million Americans head out to the ballpark to see a game. In total, fans eat 22 million hot dogs a season, drink 15 million pints of beer, sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game 3,000 times. However, a family trip to the ball game has gotten very expensive. 1960, the average ticket price for a game was a dollar. That's $8 adjusted for inflation today. And if you want to go to a game now, it is considered a luxury. Some tickets cost hundreds of dollars. Here are the most expensive ballparks in the country. Yankee Stadium, average ticket price $100. Beer in the Bronx will set you back $12. LA's Dodger Stadium, $300 will put you at field level, but hungry fans prefer to watch the game in the all-you-can-eat pavilion for unlimited Dodger dogs. That's an extra $50 on top of whatever price you pay for your ticket. Next stop, Boston. Fenway Park holds the record for the longest sellout streak of all time, 2003 to 2013. If you want to go to Fenway, The average seat costs $90. The most popular food item there, the lobster BLT. That sandwich, ready? $29. Finally, the most expensive ballpark in the USA is City Field, Queens, New York. Prices there start at $30, but can go as high as $3,000. A private suite at City Field will set you back $25,000 a game. A game, one game. Yeah, you can get a lot of people in there, but that is a big ticket. They do throw in food in the luxury suite if you're thinking about it. Between the tickets, parking, food, and souvenirs, a three-hour trip to watch the Mets can cost a family of four $600. That figure was $40 back in 1989. And here's something else you might not know. High prices and historic inflation will keep millions of baseball fans from visiting the stadiums this season. Overall attendance in the parks down 12 years in a row. It's easier for folks to take their $600, buy a flat-screen TV, and watch the game at home. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.